Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Well, extremely proud of our guys for continuing to grind and continue to work. We talked about that was that's one of the anchors of our program is, you know, whether we're doing good, we start off 3-0, we got to go back to work, or whether we have some disappointing games, we got to go back to work and we got to grow and we got to develop. And we definitely saw some growth and development tonight. We'll enjoy this one tonight, but then here we go. Tomorrow we got to get back to work. We got to get back to work. We still have a ton to improve on. Really proud of our offensive line. Jackson Kirkland and Luke Wattenberg really setting the tone, the way we're supposed to play football. Very proud of Dylan Morris for the way he orchestrated that game. We were going to have to throw the ball a little bit to open up some running lanes, and he did that effectively. And then had some awesome reads of giving the ball to the running back and opened up some huge running lanes. And then very proud of our defense. You know, our D-line came to play, clogged up those running lanes, and then it was nice to see some turnovers finally. But here we go. We got to get back to work, and we will start tomorrow. Questions?
Jimmy, just, you know, after the last couple of weeks, what did it feel like after that game in that locker room to be able to maybe take a deep breath, or just what was the emotion after those first two games?
Yeah, I could see the look in our players' eyes, just the joy really in the fourth quarter as the time was going down, and probably after Braylon Trice scored the touchdown, and they kind of could feel that this was going to end up for a victory for the Dogs. And it was awesome to see all the smiles and all the players' faces. Like I mentioned last week, you know, football teaches you so much. It teaches you how to persevere through adversity, teaches you how to be mentally tough when everyone's saying you can't do things, and then you show that you can. And our guys stayed together, they stay united. And so it was awesome just seeing the joy in their eyes after the game and during the fourth quarter.
How much of a difference did you see Sean Rigger making the offense with his two touchdowns?
Yeah, no, Sean played excellent. And Sean made a huge difference on special teams. We had him on kickoff and on punt as well. He started on both of those teams. He showed up in practice as one of our best guys. And we tell our team that, hey, tough physical play is always going to be rewarded. And Sean went out there on Tuesday, and he was easily one of the toughest physical guys during this segment of practice that we did on Tuesday. Put him up higher on the depth chart, and you saw what he did on special teams, and then you saw also what he did on offense.
Coach Gale, I really started over Eddie Ulofoshi every day. Was there any sort of plan behind that? Is Eddie dealing with an injury, or did you just like what you saw from Heimoli in practice this week?
Yeah, you know, we have, you know, guys are dealing with little nicks here and there. Eddie's still our starter. But thankfully we do have some players that we feel really comfortable going in there and making some plays. Daniel was one of them. Also MJ DeFeci. Carson Bruner, he showed up big time in training camp, so it was awesome watching him get out there and make some plays and fly around a little bit. But Eddie will be fine.
Jimmy, from your point of view, did Bukie have as good a game as I think he had?
Yeah, so Bukie, every single game he has improved. So he played solid in game one, played better in game two, and this was his best game so far in game three. And our next anchor is, hey, we want to grow and develop. We want to continue to grow and develop, all of us, staff included. And Bukie has definitely taken that, he's taken that advice and that standard that we have around here. He grinds tape. He sends me pictures of formations and says, hey, what about this? What about this? And that's what our great players do. They like to study it and they like to become better. And it's going to be no surprise. He had a really good game today. I guarantee tomorrow he's going to be fighting and scratching and clawing to try to get better for this next week.
Jimmy, what answers do you think you found offensively today?
What answers do we find? I mean, I'll say the momentum that we had coming out of spring football and the momentum that we had coming out of training camp, that's what it looked like. That's what it looked like. And it was awesome to see us put our players in position to go out there and make plays. And having Terrell Bynum back obviously was a huge boost. Having Jalen McMillan back was a huge boost. I mean, how about that game? He definitely early on allowed us to run the football with what he was doing, threatening those guys down the field in the pass game. Even when the ball didn't go his way, they had to start playing looser, and now all of a sudden there's these huge running lanes for all of our running backs.
Jim, have you done anything different to get this kind of start in week one instead of week three? Because these two teams, Montana and Arkansas State, probably aren't too much different. Any thoughts on how you could have
come out faster? There's no question. There's a lot of after even a win or a loss, there's always you want to go back and go, okay, I wish I would have done this. We wish we could have done this better. We should have done this better. And it is what it is. We're at where we're at. And what I do love is that we've gone through some adversity these first two games and seen what we're about as a team. And I love how we responded. I love how we responded. And you know what? Sometimes you got to go through hard things to find out who you are. And that's what we're doing right now. We're still going through adversity. We're not happy where we're at. We still got a lot to improve on. With conference play coming up next week, it's a long season. We got a bunch of tough opponents ahead. But the past is the past, and we're learning from those mistakes that we had and the adversity that we've gone through. I just love the way we responded. Our team has responded.
Was there a turning point in a practice week that gave you confidence that this was going to work, the game plan was going to work this week?
You know, the last 3 weeks we've had really good practices, and the guys there's never been a day where I felt like the guys haven't come to work. The guys have come to work every single day. I will say this last week, you know, I think our offense did a way better job of getting in rhythm early in practice and staying in rhythm, and that was nice to see. As the game, of course not the first drive, but then after the first drive, you saw our offense getting in a rhythm. And that was one of the keys to the game. Our offense had to get in rhythm, and we saw that tonight.
JD moved from the field to the booth. Just curious, what went into that decision, and if that changed your guys' play calling structurally at all?
Didn't change the play calling. You know, initially back in last year in 2020, one of the reasons why he was down was he didn't know our players. He didn't know our players. He didn't know how our players were going to react during a bad play or a good play. And I get that. You know, being a coordinator, you want to get the feel for what these guys are. You know, they have a shock on their face after a play, or are they okay? Can they handle this? And so I think that was initially early on the reason why you know, we had him down on the field. But I do think it is a more calm atmosphere, and it's in a lot of ways easier to call it from the booth. You can see it better, and I think you saw that tonight.
Given the struggles you had through the first 2 weeks, and given maybe some of the skepticism that fans may have started to have because of those results, how important, if at all, do you think it was to not just win today, but to win in the fashion that you did, to be dominant from wire to wire?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just proud of our guys for just going back to work. We knew we had not played our best football, not even close to our best football. And I'm just proud of our leadership on our team, of keeping everybody grinding and working and knowing that there was going to be better days ahead. And I just can't say enough how proud I am that, you know, of all of our leaders, Terrell Bynum, Jackson Kirkland, KDOT, and Trent McDuffie, Eddie, Ryan Bowman, these guys just – Luke Wattenberg, they just kept at work and stayed unified, and this will create a ton of momentum going into conference play.
What does Jalen McMillan bring to this offense and this team that maybe other guys don't?
Well, I mean, Jalen, he's a special player down the field in terms of catching the ball and running by defenders. But he's also, you know, very, very shifty underneath, and he's a hard guy to tackle. I love his competitive nature. You can feel that in practice. He wants to go up and get it. He's got good size. He's got good length up in the air. He can jump. He can run. This is what you want your wide receivers to look like. And so it's nice having him back.
What's his attitude been like the first couple weeks where he's been limited? I mean, Coach Adams said last week he wasn't 100%.
His attitude's been great. Always been. He's just been trying to get healthy and come back as soon as he could. He was week to week, and here was a week where he's available, and definitely gave a huge boost to our team.
You guys were in shotgun a lot more today rather than the first 2 weeks. Is that something you saw in film the first 2 weeks, or more of a game plan versus Arkansas State? Is that something we'll see more of going forward? Or?
Yeah, I think it'll be a little bit of balance. It's definitely something we saw versus our opponent. But definitely could be something you could see more down the road. But the biggest thing is we have to make sure we put our players in position to make plays, and that comes on the coaches. And, you know, I thought our coaching staff did a good job of doing that this week. But I give all the credit to the players. They went out there and executed the plan. They're the ones that got to play in between the white lines. And so so proud of our offense. We knew we were capable of big things, and they showed it today.
You saw a debut for San. For such a young player to make that debut, obviously it was only one or two drives or whatever it was. How will that help him going forward, just to be out there for a couple plays?
Yeah, it was so big time. I'm glad we got him out there, got him some throws, got him some handoffs. And he's going to be better the next time he gets to go out there. Just because of that experience out there. He had some positive results, had some completions. The last one I knew he wanted back right away. The cool thing was he knew where he was supposed to go with the football, and he didn't. And he came right to the side and said, "Coach, I should have went here." And I said, "Yeah, you should have." And so it's just cool that he already knew before even watching the film. So exciting watching a young player go out there and make a few plays. Going to make mistakes. That's part of the growing process, and he's just going to continue to get better.
You've been waiting a long time for a big defensive play. You finally got one with the scoop and score. What's that going to do for the defense?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it last week. Turnovers come in bunches. I want to give the credit to our offense for scoring points and putting our opponent in a situation where they need to throw the football and they can't play, you know, so close to the vest and so conservative. And you know, now when they have to start throwing the football, here we go, advantage dogs. And that's where you start seeing the turnovers, and you saw that tonight.
Tim Horn kicked some extra points. Is that just trying to get him some work, or everything?
Exactly. Yeah, everything's great with Peyton. We wanted to give Tim some work. It's been years in the making. We've wanted to try to get him out there. He's done our kickoffs for a while, and I wanted him to get out there and get some PATs. And eventually get him a field goal as well. And that'll happen here this year, I'm hoping. It should happen. That's the plan.
Julius Erving had his first career pick. How nice is that for him, given how long he's been here? Could that propel him moving forward the season?
Right, yeah, it's going to create a ton of momentum for him and his confidence. He was right where he needed to be, and I'm glad he caught the football because we dropped a whole bunch tonight. Today, if you guys saw, I mean, there was – and I know the ball was getting pretty slippery there, you know, in the second quarter. But I know Cam Williams should have intercepted a ball. Kyler Gordon should have intercepted a ball. And we got to get better. We got to get those guys on the jugs machine and make sure they're catching that because those are huge game-swinging plays that we need to cash in on. But very, very proud of Julius.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.